My name is Ian Edwards. I'm a 17-year-old senior at Eastside Catholic. I'm a pretty average teenager. I'm not like going to church all the time. I texted this person, that person. I texted about 15 people probably and just said, "Hey, here's what happened. Sit in Friday initially, sit in on Friday, spread the word." 24 hours after I had texted people, I'm seeing these tweets from Italy, Spain, England. And so I walk downstairs and there's hundreds of people sitting in the commons tweeting, about, hey, hashtag keep Mr. Z, here's what's going on, sit in, take a picture, post it on Instagram, retweet it. There have got to be teachers that are using contraception, that are getting divorced, not having their previous marriage annulled, that are not following all these Catholic doctrinal teachings, and they're keeping their job. Like, I mean, you can't pick and choose which one you're gonna fire. The doctrinal teaching does not say that gay marriage is A-okay, but the social teaching says if someone is of good faith and they're a good person, then why discriminate against them? Why practice hate?
I'm Teresa Edwards. I'm a senior at Holy Names Academy. I go to church every week. I'm involved in campus ministry at my school. At this point, I'm not happy with the church that I'm seeing. I don't like how women aren't allowed to be priests. They're not allowed to be deacons. I would like to see women bishops, women pope. We're frustrated. We're really tired of hearing one thing in our religion class and seeing something entirely different coming from the archdiocese.
My name is Julia Burns. I'm 18 years old and I'm a senior at Eastside Catholic High School. As far as my connections with Mr. Z, I was not on a personal level with him. I was not on his swim team. He didn't teach me, but he was just a friendly face who always said hi to me in the halls. I think a teacher is a teacher, an administrator is an administrator. If they're doing their job, then I don't believe that religion should be a part of their contract.
My name is Thomas Lang. I'm a sophomore at Seattle Preparatory School, and I'm a social activist. I've had a lot of long conversations with my mom about this issue and how much it bothers me, and the issue being the Catholic Church's public stance on gay marriage. So when I found out about this, I realized that this was a way not just be one guy standing in front of the archdiocese holding a sign. When you are being backed by Catholic values, that I think adds credibility to your stance, because like everyone's saying that Jesus would have been out here with us if we were protesting.
My name is Zena Rivera. I am a senior at Holy Names Academy, and I am Catholic. I got into this movement because I am a queer youth, queer encompassing lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or any other variation of people. Catholicism isn't being bigoted. It's not about being homophobic. It's not about that. It's about loving people. And I feel like looking back in the civil rights movement, how it's so weird because Catholics were so into supporting people of color. And I'm also a person of color. I'm Filipino. And it's weird because it's like they're all for me in that one sense, in that one aspect of my identity, but then they turn their back when it comes to being queer. I feel like I could be doing just as good and I could be doing the same good if I was following any other faith tradition, but I've been in Catholic schools for the past 12 years, and really, I feel like this is the place where I'm supposed to be right now.
That was Zena Rivera. We also heard from Julia Burns, Thomas Lang, Teresa Edwards, and no relation, Ian Edwards. They're some of the Catholic students behind the Keep Mr. Z movement. In a statement released by the Archdiocese of Seattle, Archbishop J. Peter Sarton says he supports the personnel decision made by Eastside Catholic. He says school administrators did not mean to be discriminatory, but rather to hold up the Catholic teachings on which the school was founded. I'm Florangela Davila, KPLU News.